The successful test boosts Arrow 3, which is to become the top-tier missile defense system in Israel's arsenal. A similar test last year failed due to what designers said was a faulty deployment of the target.
The Arrow 3 successful trial this morning is further proof of our security industry's impressive abilities in the technological field, in this case, of the Israeli aerospace industry.
Arrow 3 interceptors are designed to fly beyond the Earth's atmosphere, where their warheads detach to become so-called kill vehicles that track, follow, and hit fast-moving targets. Such high-altitude shoot-downs are meant to safely destroy incoming nuclear, biological, and chemical missiles. The system is jointly developed by Israel's state-owned aerospace industry and the U.S. firm Boeing. Israel was the target of rocket attacks from Gaza last year, many of them intercepted by an air defense system designed to deter short-range rockets and artillery shells. After Israel's deadly offensive that killed more than 2,000 people, Palestinians from both Gaza and the West Bank have resorted to sporadic shooting, stabbing, and car ramming attacks on Israelis. On Thursday, a car rammed into a group of Israelis in the West Bank, leaving 4 people wounded, one of them seriously. Escalating violence has sparked fears of a new intifada. Muslims and Christians demonstrated in Ramallah to demand peace for the upcoming holidays.
The country where the Christ was born, this is the land of peace. So hopefully peace will come to this area and we could celebrate like any others and bring the happiness to our kids.
One family in the troubled region has a special reason to celebrate as a relative returns home after 15 years of imprisonment in Egypt. Israeli citizen Uda Tarabin, a Bedouin Arab, was convicted of spying for Israel and sentenced to prison. He denies the charges.